an affair of perfecting one's tawakkul in this bab here, in this step, in this daraja, in this component. And that is that which Ibn Qayyim mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala. So you can put a title, subtitle, min tamami tawakkul. Min tamami at-tawakkul. Yani from the perfection of trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this affair. Qala Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, walakin min tamami tawakkul عدم الركون إلى الأسباب وقطع علاقة القلب بها فيكون حال قلبه قيامه بالله لا بها الله أكبر وحال بدني قيامه بها. This Imam, illustrious Imam rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions an important point from the perfection of a tawakkul. And I'll summarize it. He says that from the perfection of a tawakkul is not to rely on the means. Ar-rukun, to rely on the means. To rest your laurels, everything on the means. But rather, from the perfection of a tawakkul is to remove the means from the heart. What does that mean? And that is a tawakkul, trusting in Allah. What did Imam Ahmed say was the definition of a tawakkul? What did he say when he mentioned a tawakkul? What did he say from yesterday's lesson? Who can tell me? Yeah. That is amal qalb. Jazakum Allah khair. That he said that tawakkul is the action of the heart. So therefore that tawakkul has consumed the heart. There's no room for the means. Rather the means are in the limbs. The means are through the limbs. The trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heart. Now how can we implement this in our lives? That is, as an example, you apply for a job. You write your CV, or if you're American, resume from the French. Your qualifications. In order, making sure that you represent yourself properly. This is taking the what, ikhwan? Al-asbab, the means. And then you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you pray salat al-istikhara and so forth. You pray istikhara and then you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the acid test on where your tawakkul is? What is the state of the heart as relates to this example? If the person did not get the job and their iman goes down, they become depressed. What's happened? The means has entered his what? His heart. The means has entered his heart. But rather the person, as many have mentioned, with the dunya, he plays with the dunya in his hands and doesn't allow it to enter his heart. He's established the ibadah of a tawakkul, the amazing worship of trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the virtues we mentioned yesterday, from them is increases the iman of the believer. So if, for example, he doesn't get that job, he doesn't become depressed. He doesn't feel that everything has collapsed. He starts taking it out on his family. He becomes moody. This is a sign that your heart has been attached to what? The asbab. And from the tamam of a tawakkul, the perfection of a tawakkul, is making that tawakkul be part of the heart, and your limbs is where the means come into it. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in Majmu' Fatawa, فَالْإِلْتِفَاتُ إِلَى الْأَسْبَابِ شِرْكٌ فِي التَّوْحِيدِ. So if you, in your heart, one's heart, clings onto the asbab, the means, this is a form of shirk, not taking one out of the fold of Islam, minor shirk, and it weakens the person's tawheed. It makes the person's tawheed weaker. فعلى العبد أن يكون قلبه معتمدا على الله لا على السبب. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, so it's upon the servant, the slave, that his heart relies and rests with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ala al-asbab, or sabab min al-asbab, not on the means. Wallahu yuyassiru lahu min al-asbab ma yuslihu fi dunya wal akhirah. And Allah will give him that which is good for him from the means. The means that are executed and successful as it relates to its outcome. Allah will decide from His wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala that which is better for him. Again, this is what we studied yesterday. That a person indeed trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that affair. So therefore we've reached the second step, as you can see in the stairs that I told you to draw. Now we're on the third. And that is rusukh al-qalbi fi maqami tawheed al-tawakkul. And this comes after that which you've mentioned regarding the means. And that is rusukh al-qalb, that the heart is firmly established as it relates to a tawheed in tawakkul. Firmness of the heart as it relates to the tawheed of a tawakkul. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ, he says Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, فَإِنُّهُ لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ تَوَكُّلُ الْعَبْدِ حَتَّى يَصِحَّ لَهُ تَوْحِيدُهُ. Generally, one's tawakkul will never be established and firm until his tawheed is established and firm. بَلْ حَقِيقَةُ التَّوَكُّلْ تَوْحِيدُ الْقَلْبِ. The reality and essence of a tawakkul is the tawheed in the heart, meaning that مَا دَامَتْ فِيهِ عَلَائِقُ الشِّرْكِ فَتَوَكُّلُهُ مَعْلُولٌ مَدْخُولٌ. Yani it's free from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no ala'iq, anything else is detached from the heart of the individual, and that which is in his heart is the trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is why this tawakkul is indeed an amazing ibadah of the qalb, ibadah al-qalbiyya, al-amaliyya, na'am. And he says, فَمَا دَامَتْ فِيهِ عَلَائِقُ الشِّرْكِ. As long as there is that partners in association in the heart, meaning that part of his heart trusts in Allah and the other rests on the means, his tawakkul will be ma'lul, frail, madkhul, weak and diseased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. And then he continues and he says a beautiful statement, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, وَعَلَى قَدْرِ تَجْرِيدِ التَّوْحِيدِ تَكُونُ صِحَّةُ التَّوَكُّلْ. So the purity of his tawheed, its authenticity is important. Why? Because that which it depends on it is the authenticity of his tawakkul. So the authenticity of his tawakkul is established when his tawheed is pure, free from discrepancies. And then he explained this and he says, فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ مَتَ الْتَفَتْ إِلَى غَيْرِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَ ذَٰلِكَ الْإِلْتِفَاتُ شُعْبَةُ مِنْ شُعْبِ قَلْبِهِ وَيَذْ بِاللَّهِ. He says, when the slave, whenever it turns to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that turning to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a portion from the portion of his heart. فَنَقَصَ مِنْ تَوَكُّلِهِ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِقَدَرِ ذَهَابِ تِلْكَ الْشُعْبَةِ. So the deficiency in his tawakkul, in trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depends on how much of it has gone to that other thing that he turned to. So it has to be purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is why we recite in Surah Al-Fatiha, in every rak'ah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. To you alone we worship, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. To you alone we seek aid and help. And this isti'ana is the meaning of a tawakkul, as mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. Yani we seek aid from you alone. Yani we trust in you, rely on you alone, depend on you alone, without any partners. And this is that daraja al-thalith, the third, and that is that it must be tawheed khalis in the heart, pure tawheed in the heart regarding trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we move on to the fourth step, And that, he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, i'timadul qalbi ala Allahi wa istinaduhu ilayhi wa sukunuhu ilayhi. Meaning the heart's reliance upon Allah and its dependence upon Him, with the heart at ease and tranquil in doing so. Sukunahu ilayhi. Sukun from second, where you live and you rest in your house. Your second is where you stay and you have peace and tranquility and security. So the heart depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and relies upon Him. And he has this sukuna, this tumanina, this tranquility and ease in doing so. He explained this, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, for yaqul, he says, بِحَيْثُ لَا يَبْقَى فِيهِ اِضْطِرَابٌ مِنْ تَشْوِيشِ الْأَسْبَابِ. So therefore, his heart remains the same. It's not disturbed. It's not shaken by the confusing state of the means. What does that mean? It means that sometimes the means you'll be successful in achieving, and sometimes they won't. But the heart is in a state of sakina, is in a state of tranquility and ease. So potent is his tranquility in his heart that he's not shaken by the asbab. He's not shaken by the asbab. And he says, rahimullahu ta'ala, وَلَا يَطَّرِبُ قَلْبُهُ وَيَفْقُهُ عِنْدَ إِدْبَارِ مَا يُحِبُّ مِنْهَا وَإِقْبَالِ مَا يَكْرَهُ. His heart is not disturbed. His heart, لَا يَفْقُ, does not tremble. عِنْدَ إِدْبَارِ مَا يُحِبُّ مِنْهَا, when that which he yearns for from the asbab is running away from him, or that which he dislikes is coming to him from trials and afflictions. His heart is not perturbed, it's not disturbed, it's not, doesn't tremble, doesn't shake, it remains firm. Because he had this i'timad ala Allah. The heart has this reliance on Allah. And he has what does he have? It has what? Sakina, tranquility. So it's not disturbed at all. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. The Anbiya, they went through tests and trials. And what was their response? And my guidance cannot come except from Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. Him alone. عَلَيْهِ تَقْدِيمُ هَذِي شِبْ جُمْلَةً. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. Upon Him alone I put my trust, and unto Him I repent and turn. And then Ibn Qayyim, he mentions in this section, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, three similitudes that we're going to deal with, bi'ibnillahi ta'ala. The first, he says, فَحَالُهُ حَالَ مَنْ خَرَجَ عَلَيْهِ عَدُوٌ عَظِيمٌ لَا طَاقَةَ لَهُ بِهِ. The state of this mutawakkil that's established this fourth level and step and component, his state is like the one where the enemy, a mighty enemy comes to him. Enemy that he has no power over. فَرَأَى حِصْنًا. He sees a fortress. Strong fortress. Stronghold. Cannot be breached. فَهُوَ يُشَاهِ مَفْتُوحًا. And it's open. فَأَدْخَلَهُ رَبُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters him into this fortress. وَأَغْلَقَ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ الْحِصْنِ. And he shuts the door on that fortress. So none can what? Enter. فَهُوَ يُشَاهِدُ عَدُوَّهُ. So he's in this fortress that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entered him. The enemies can't get in. And the fortress is like the heart. Okay? So then he... يُشَاهِدُ الْعَدُوُ. He sees the enemy. خَارِجَ الْحِصْنِ. You can see the enemy. and the enemy can't get in. فَاتِّرَابُ قَلْبِهِ وَخَوْفُهُ مِنْ عَدُوِهِ فِي هَذِي الْحَالِ لَمَعْنَ لَهُ. You're in a secure place. Fortress, stronghold, cannot be breached. You see the enemy, you're just there looking. Them coming to you causes no tashwish. You don't have any fear. Because you know they can't get in. Because you're safe and you have that tranquility and that ease. This is the state of the mutawakkil. He has that in his heart, this tawakkul ala Allah, which is that stronghold. That which is strong, it cannot be breached. And his serenity is maintained. And then he mentions the second example. كَذَلِكَ مَنْ أَعْطَاهُ مَلِكٌ دِرْهَمًا, in which a king gives him some type of currency, dirham, pound if you like. فَسَرَقَ مِنْهُ, and it's been stolen. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكُ, and the king says to him, عِنْدِي أَضْعَافُهُ, I have many more for you. Yani don't worry. فَلَا تَهْتَمْ, that one is stolen, I have many more for you. مَتَ جِئْتُ أَوْ جِئْتَ إِلَيَا أَطَيْتُكَ مِنْ خَزَائِنِي, when you come to me, I'll give you what you need from my treasures. أَضْعَافُهُ, in abundance. فَإِذَا عَلِمَ صِحَةَ قَوْلِ الْمَلِكِ, so if the person whose wealth, that money that has been stolen, the king has said, don't worry, I have many for you. Whenever you come to me, I'll give it to you. Don't worry about it. And he believes what the king is saying. What happens? Does he have doubts? وَثَّقَ بِهِ, وَثِقَ بِهِ, he trusts him. وَطْمَأَنَّ إِلَيْهِ, and he has what? Tell me. He has tranquility, no worries. It's coming. خَزَائِنَهُ أَضْعَافُ, he has many treasures in abundance. فَبِذَٰلِكَ لَمْ يُحْزِنْهُ فَوْتُهُ, because he has that tranquility and serenity, it going away doesn't what? Sadden him or bother him. This is like the mutawakkil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors are in what, ikhwan? Abundance. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ أَمْ هُمُ الْمُسَيْتِرُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are they created not from something, or are they themselves the creators? Did they create the heavens and earth? Of course they didn't. بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ, they have no certainty, no yaqeen. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ, do they have the treasures of your Lord? Of the revelation, as the ulama of tafsir have explained, of rain, of provision. Do they have that? No, they don't. Istifham inkari, a question with the meaning of negation. أَمْ هُمُ الْمُسَيْتِرُونَ, or are they tyrants who assume the authority to do as they like? No, they don't have the authority to do as they like. Allah has the khazain. Allah has the treasure. So why are you sad when you lose wealth? Why are you sad when you didn't get that job? Why do you cry when you haven't achieved those means that you have taken? بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ, they don't have that certainty. The mutawakkil has that certainty. That with Allah indeed is treasures. Unlimited. So the person has that sakina and that serenity and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings a third example, Ibn Qayyim. وَقَدْ مُثِّلَ ذَلِكَ بِحَالِ الطِّفْلِ الرَّضِيعِ, في اعتماده وسكونه وطمأنينته بثدي أمه لا يعرف غيره. He brings a similitude like some have said, like the state of a child, suckling child, in his reliance and serenity with his mother when he's breastfeeding, being breastfed. Those who have children, they know the baby closes his eyes. Sahihola, yes or no? It has serenity. No fear. Because of the trust in who? The mother. وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِهِ إِلْتِفَاتٌ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. He doesn't get distracted when the baby is being breastfed. He doesn't turn his heart into to something else. This is the state of the mutawakkil. That has that itimad and the reliance on Allah was sukuna ilayhi and has that serenity and tranquility in that. The heart doesn't go anywhere else. It remains in that state of a tawakkul and having that thiqah, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَعْرِفُ شَيْءٍ يَأْوِيهِ لَيْهِ إِلَّا ثَدِي أُمِّهِ. The baby doesn't know anything else except for what? The breastfeeding that he's receiving. So therefore, likewise, وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. The mutawakkil doesn't know anyone to go back to except who? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because that's where the sakina is. That thiqqa, that tawakkul, that trusting in Allah, itimad Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have to be and reach this stage, ya ibadallah. Ask yourself, what happened when what you strive for did not come about? And in that we can test the state of our hearts. When there is a trial of fitna, which is always going to happen. As is mentioned in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَأْتِي زَمَانٍ إِلَّا وَالَّذِي بَعْدُهُ وَشَرٌ مِّنْهُ. يعني وفي رواية سمعته من نبيكم. So it's مرفوع. There doesn't come a time except the one after it is worse than the one before. It's going to happen. So when the trials come and the test comes, what do we have to do, Ikhwan? Tell me. Fundamentally, we do what? At-tawakkul ala Allah, na'am. We trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we take the means by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat. And we seek knowledge and ilm. And study the seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah al-anbiya, the lives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what they went through in their tests and trials. We just don't sit in our home shivering. We take the means. And we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the fitna does not go away and it remains, do we lose our sakina? Do we lose that serenity? No, we're not supposed to. Because our heart is reliant and depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That tawakkul shouldn't be going anywhere if it's firm and it's in that state, in this fourth stage. After that, the fifth. درجة الخ